9606 at Jefferson and 10th.
9606, go ahead.
Yeah, when I pulled in here, right behind, I idled for a minute, right before the next bus in front of me, my leader left, and at that time, the bus, it went into overheat, and it showed low coolant, and you know, it said stop engine, so I turned the engine off, and I checked the coolant level. It's not, I don't see any green in the reservoir, but there's no leaks underneath, which would be, like, I guess, normal if they're all leaked out, but just kind of curious if I should go ahead and proceed and go ahead and take off and see what happens, or if there's a truck that can come take a look.
Yeah, we can send the truck up there. Probably take them a few minutes. But you're at the layover there at 10th and Jeff?
That's correct. I'm due to pull out in 4 minutes, but my follower is right behind me. I can pull up so he can get out.
Is it running right now, or is it still off?
When I moved the bus up, it didn't act like there's anything wrong. It didn't show overheat. It didn't show low coolant. So I'm not sure if it's just a sensor issue. But I thought I'd give you a call just in case.
Usually, that's all it is. So it was fine all the way in, and then when you got down there, it came on for a second and then went off?
That's correct.
And the bus did not die, correct? It just, you turned it off yourself?
That is correct. It didn't die. I just shut it off, and then when I turned it back on, it seemed to be fine. But like I said, it's not showing any fluorescent green in the coolant reservoir when you open it up in the back. I'm just not sure if that's normal for a 2600 or not.
No, I think it should be showing something. We'll send the truck over there to you and have them look at it real quick.
Okay, copy. Thank you.